God's grace is so incredibly amazing. Sometimes we forget that. Sometimes we take that in a way that maybe we shouldn't. Our scriptural affirmation today comes from the 9th chapter of John, starting at the 24th verse. Then again called they the man that was blind and said unto him, Give God the praise. We know that this man is a sinner.
He answered and said, Whether you be sinner or not, I know not. One thing I know, that where I was born, now I see.
Then said they to him again, What did he to thee? How opened he thine eyes?
He answered,
Then they reviled him and said, Thou art his disciple, but we are Moses' disciples. We know that God spake to Moses, as for this fellow we know not from whence he is.
The man answered and said unto them, Why herein is a marvelous thing, that ye know not from whence he is.
Now, we know that God heareth not sinners, but if any man be a worshiper of God and doeth his will, him he heareth.
Since the world began, was it not heard that any man opened the eyes of one that was born blind?
If this man were not of God, he could do nothing.
They answered and said unto him, Thou wast altogether born in sins, and thou dost teach us. And they cast him out.
Jesus heard that they had cast him out, and when he had found him, he said unto him, Dost thou believe on the Son of God?
He answered and said, Who is he, Lord, that I might believe on him?
And Jesus said unto him, Thou hast both seen him, and it is he that talketh with thee.
And he said, Lord, I believe, and he worshipped him.
Lord, this day may we be people that say, Lord, I believe and worship you. Lord, we believe we worship you. We believe because you're good. We believe because you are. We believe, Lord, this day you have changed us. You have drawn us to yourself, and we believe, oh Lord, have your way this day. Glorify yourself in this place as we do all that we know how to do to honor you. We praise you, we thank you, and we give you the glory. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You may be seated. Question for us today. As we say we believe, as we say that we know that Jesus Christ was born of a virgin, lived a sinless life. His sinless life made him the Lamb of God. And this Lamb of God died on the cross, shed his blood on the cross, spilled his blood on the cross, and that blood covered all of our sins in the face of the wrath of a justified God. But we were saved if we confess and believe that Jesus Christ is Lord. So here's the question I have for you today, for all those that say they believe or are considering whether they believe. Are you blind, or have you been blind? Or do you see? Some of us feel like we see. But let's look at this scripture today. We're going to start at the beginning of this story. We, in our reading today, only read a part just because it was kind of long. But I think it would do us well to go through this story and just make some comments on it, recognizing that the scripture really speaks for himself. Starting in the 9th chapter of John, starting in the 9th chapter of the book of John, starting at verse 1. And Jesus passed by, he saw a man which was blind from his birth. This guy was blind. And his disciples asked him, saying, Master, who did sin, this man or his parents, that he was born blind? Now, the truth is, we often feel that if somebody is sick, or if something has happened to them, or some kind of crazy thing is going on in their life, we consider that they might have been the problem themselves. It was their sin that got them into this thing that they're in. It was their sin that has done that to them. And that's kind of what they're asking here. Here, a guy was blind from birth. And they're saying, well, whose sin was it that did this thing to him? Jesus answered, neither hath this man sinned, nor his parents, but that the works of God should be manifest in him. Do you look at your situation sometime and say, I'm like I am so that the works of God can be manifested, can be shown in me? Have you ever stopped to think that the challenges you're having are so that the glory of God can be manifested in you? Jesus goes on to say, I must work the works of him that sent me while it is day. The night cometh when no man can work. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. When he had thus spoken, he spit on the ground and made clay of spittle. And he anointed the eyes of the blind man with the clay. I don't know. If I go to Dr. Andrews and he starts spitting, you know, we're going to have some kind of problem there. I don't know that that'll work. But that's what Jesus did. The neighbors, therefore, and they which before had seen him that he was blind, said, is not this he that sat and begged? And some said, this is he. Others said, he's like him. But he said, I am he. It's me. I'm the one. I was blind. Therefore said they unto him, how were thine eyes open? He answered and said, a man that is called Jesus made clay and anointed mine eyes and said unto me, go to the pool of Siloam and wash. And I went and washed, and I received sight. Then said they unto him, where is he? He said, I know not. I don't know where he is. They brought to the Pharisees him that aforetime was blind, and it was the Sabbath day when Jesus made the clay and opened his eyes. Then again the Pharisees also asked him how he had received his sight. He said unto them, he put clay upon my eyes, and I washed, and do see. Starting to get a little tired of telling the story over and over again, but he's telling it. Therefore said some of the Pharisees, this man is not of God, because he keepeth not the Sabbath day. Others said, how can a man that is a sinner do such miracles? And there was a division among them. They're saying, how in the world could somebody who was a sinner heal somebody? Because he's got to be a sinner because he's working on the Sabbath. Okay. They say unto the blind man again, what sayest thou of him that he hath opened thine eyes? He said, he is a prophet. He knew something was going on. But the Jews did not believe concerning him that he had been blind and received his sight until they called the parents of him that had received his sight. And they asked them, saying, is this your son who ye say was born blind? How then doth he now see? His parents answered them and said, we know that this is our son and that he was born blind. But by what means he now seeth, we know not. Or who hath opened his eyes? We know not. He is of age. Ask him. He shall speak for himself. I'm going to tell you, your change, when you have come into a true knowledge of Jesus Christ, when the Spirit of God is working in your life as a crazy thing that happens, it affects everybody around you. You see, and if they are like trying to keep their status, my parents were kind of funny. They were kind of conservative folk when it came to religious things. And when Betty and I got really serious about our faith, it was kind of embarrassing to them, you know? But to their credit, much to their credit, once they got it, they said, well, that's just how it is. But at first, it was kind of like, well, you don't have to go that far. You don't have to do all that stuff, you know? But I guess the Spirit of God got a hold of them because they became some of our great supporters in a lot of different ways. But the reality is that when you change, the people around you, your children are going, do you have to do that? Do you have to go there? Why do you have to spend so many days in church? I mean, I know I want to do a thing on a Sunday. Why do you think that what you're doing here in church is more important than your family? You ever hear something like that? You know? What the change that happens in you will affect everyone around you, and it affected these parents. I mean, they were afraid they were going to lose some stuff. They were afraid. So they said here that these words spake his parents because they feared the Jews. For the Jews had agreed already that if any man did confess that he was Christ, he should be put out of the synagogue. Lose all of your social standing. Lose all of your business contacts. Lose everything. Therefore, said his parents, he's of age. Ask him. Ask him yourself. Then again called they the man that was blind and said unto him, give God the praise. Make sure that you tell us the truth. Give God the praise. We know that this man is a sinner. And the blind man, he answered and said, whether he is a sinner or no, I know not. I don't know. One thing I know, that whereas I was blind, I know that I was blind. I'm sure that I could not see. I know that I was blind, now I see. Then said they to him again, What did he to thee? How opened he thine eyes? His eyes are rolling back in his head. You know, about this time, it's like, really, you cannot be asking me this question again. He answered them, I have told you already, and ye did not hear. Wherefore would ye hear it again? Will ye also be his disciples? Hey, you must want to follow him because you keep asking the same questions again. I told you what he did. I told you he put mud on my eye. I told you I washed it, and I came back seeing, and I can see this day. I told you all that stuff. Why do I have to go through this? Then they reviled him and said, thou art his disciple, but we are Moses' disciples. We follow after the book of the law. We understand and we are following Moses. We know that God spake unto Moses. As for this fellow, we know not whence he is. We don't know where he came from. The man answered and said unto them, why, herein is a marvelous thing, that ye know not whence he is, and yet he hath opened mine eyes. And then he decides to give him a Bible lesson. He says, now, we know that God heareth not sinners, but if any man be a worshiper of God and doeth his will, him he heareth. Since the world began, was it not heard that any man opened the eyes of one that was born blind? If this man were not of God, he could do nothing. This thing is of God. And how do you think that he's doing all of this stuff? He couldn't do this if he weren't of God. They answered and said unto him, thou wast altogether born in sins, and dost thou teach us? See, they're still hanging on to this old wives' tale that they had, that if you were in some kind of problem, in this case, if you were blind, it must be because somebody sinned. Well, yeah, somebody sinned, Adam and Eve. But the reality is that that's not the case. Do we think, I want you to really stop and consider this for a second. Over in Turkey, I know it's 21,000 at least so far of people that died. They died in like a moment. There it was. They were at home, some of them in the middle of the night. And they were just, their life was snuffed out. The earth shook. And buildings came down and they died. Were they worse than us? Were they worse sinners than us? You see, stuff happens. We need to recognize that stuff happens to us all. The rain falls on the just and the unjust. Stuff happens. And we need to have compassion on people because stuff happens, and we need to make sure that they're prepared because stuff happens. If they don't know Jesus Christ, what are they going to do when stuff happens? The man answered and said unto them, Why, herein is a marvelous thing that ye know not from whence he is, and yet he hath opened mine eyes. Now we know that God heareth not sinners, but if any man be a worshiper of God and doeth his will, him he heareth. Since the world began, was it not heard that any man opened the eyes of one that was born blind? If this man were not of God, he could do nothing. They answered and said unto him, Thou wast altogether born in sins, and dost thou teach us? And they cast him out. Get out of here. Just get out of the synagogue. Jesus heard that they had cast him out. And when he had found him, he said unto him, Dost thou believe on the Son of God? Now he believed that he was a prophet. But now he's asking him something a little deeper. Do you believe that he is truly the Son of God? And he answered and said, Who is he, Lord? And that I might believe on him. And Jesus said unto him, Thou hast both seen him, and it is he that talketh with thee. What a revelation he gets. I am talking to the Messiah. I am talking to the Son of David. I am talking to God walking in the flesh. I am talking to Jesus, my Savior. The blind man could now really see. I'm afraid the problem with many of us, maybe with me, was I thought I could see. And when you think you can see and you can't, you're in trouble. Riding down the street, you'll kind of catch a billboard or something and you'll think it says one thing when it says another. And you go the wrong way. Some of us have been riding down life's highway and you know, some of us have vanity problems, so we don't wear our clarity seekers here. And so we are missing what God has to say to us. But here's the problem. We won't admit that we can't see. You see, you might have thought the answer should be when I told you, do you see, is yes. But maybe the answer should be no. I really don't see. And I need the Spirit of God to help me so that I might see. We need to be able to see. And until you admit that you were born in sin, until all of us confess that we are of Adam's race, there's one blood, we're of Adam's race. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And until you can grasp the fact that you come short, until you can grasp the fact that without him you can do nothing, until you grasp the fact that he wants to restore your sight, he wants to make you see, if you think, well, I see, I get it, I understand. Well, he won't need to work on you. And you'll never see. We must believe that we need to be changed. I believe that he changes me because I need him. From glory to glory to glory, he is changing me. He's healing me. He's making me different. He is working in my life. He's changing me because I could not see. But now he's revealing things to me that are amazing. He's revealing himself to me. Are you blind? Or, no, I perfectly see. Lord, heal me. Help me to see. Verse 36. He said, "Who is he, Lord, that I might believe on him?" And Jesus said unto him, "Thou hast both seen him, and it is he that talketh with thee." And he said, "Lord, I believe. I believe." What is it that you can do? The works of God? Believe on him whom he has sent. And Jesus said, "For judgment I am come into this world, and they which see not might see. For judgment I am come into this world, that they which see not might see." That they which see not might see. And that they which see might be made blind. And some of the Pharisees which were with him heard these words and said unto him, "Are we blind also?" And Jesus said unto them, "If ye were blind, ye should have no sin. But now ye say, 'We see,' therefore your sin remaineth." The Bible reminds us, if we confess our sin, that means agree with God about our sin. Agree with God about ourselves. If we confess our sin, he's faithful and he's just to forgive us our sin and cleanse us of all unrighteousness. If we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us. I want him to cleanse me so I can go boldly to the throne of grace to find mercy and grace in time of need to help. And I've discovered that all of the time is a time of need for me. I need him. Remember that song? "I need thee, oh, I need thee. Every hour I need thee." I come to thee. Today, let's come to him. Let's humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God, that he might exalt us in due time. Today, let us worship him because he's good. Today is the day. Would you bow your head with me? Dear Father, today we ask that you would change us. Today, we believe that Jesus Christ is Lord. I believe in my heart that he saves me. He is my Savior. I thank you. I thank you for the way that you're operating in my life that I completely give over to you. Father, I don't know what all this means, but I trust you. And today, as much as I know how, I am yours. In Jesus' name I pray, thank you for saving me. Amen. Today, if God is speaking to you, feel free to come forward to pray. God wants to do something real. In fact, he is doing something real. I know it.